the incredible truth about jogging in winter. Across the last 2 days, I have put in a cautious 6 miles in 34 and 24 degree Fahrenheit weather. I am in the middle of a small study, sample of one, testing a crazy and simple idea. Is it better to jog in winter or summer? The answer is winter. I'm certain of it. It is better to run in winter. In 2012, Stanford biologists H. Craig Heller and Dennis Gran were performing some temperature control related experiments on willing humans. Gran stated, "Your muscle cells are saying you can't work that hard anymore, because if you do, you're going to cook and die." As all Stanford graduates, they invented a gadget. Personally, I took to jogging in winter weather, and it is much better than jogging in summer. In fact, I began wondering if that free-spirited summer jogging idea may perhaps be a bad idea. A couple of years ago, I remember wringing out my head bandana on a summer evening jog, and it was completely saturated, and the amount of fluid was troubling. Jogging in winter still involves sweating, but one is not overheating as badly as on summer evenings. If overheating does become a problem, you just put one of your clothing layers in your jogging backpack to cool down. In winter, you have access to perfect temperature control, and it is as easy as taking one of your layers of clothing off, or putting one on. I wear 2 pairs of jogging pants, but depending on wind chill, it may be a good idea to put on a pair of long shorts. We all wondered why Superman wore his underwear on the outside. Now, it's our chance to do it as adults and probably get away with it too, if the shorts are the same color as the pants. And even in 34 degree weather, I wear gloves. Probably may need gloves even at like 40 or higher. Gloves are probably a must in all cold weather. I jog with light dumbbells, so it certainly is a must for me. I found that 24 to 34 Fahrenheit weather calls for 4 layers. A shirt, T-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie with a proper hood that ties with a lace so that it doesn't blow off. But unfortunately, I wore an athletic, breathable long sleeve. If it was a warmer material, I could put my hoodie away in 34 degree weather. That was cold because the breathable long sleeve was just too flimsy. At a windless 34 degrees, I didn't need a hood or face protection, and I unzipped my hoodie, and it felt great. I was very comfortable. At 24 degrees Fahrenheit, the hood saved me from cutting today's 4-mile jog short. In addition, due to the wind, I put on a medical mask to warm my face up. It worked, and it was important. For a long minute during the windy 24 degree jog, when turning around to face the cold wind and run back, I regretted not packing a thin windbreaker. I would probably put it on in addition to the hoodie, and 20 degree weather would absolutely call for it. The hoodie alone would not be enough for 20 degree weather. Just to clarify and summarize upper body layers that may be needed for 20 degree weather. A shirt, T-shirt, thick long sleeve, hoodie, and a windbreaker. In windless 35 degree weather, you probably won't need the hoodie, and certainly you won't be needing the thin windbreaker. Everyone has a windbreaker, hoodie, and a warm shirt and gloves. What is missing, at least from my wardrobe, is a thermal ski mask, which is extremely important. If you're gonna run in winter, have a ski mask handy. Ski masks, thankfully, have evolved not to look like what robbers wear. Wearing shorts on the outside and a banded ski mask would probably cross some line. If the weather gets any colder, which could be due to wind chill, then ski goggles may also be a good idea. The thermal ski mask and cool ski goggles completely protect the face from the cold. Gloves, long sleeves, and long pants, ski mask, and goggles cover head to toe. If you don't have one, get a packable, which is to say lightweight, bag for adapting the layers on the go, and then phone, wallet, some water, goggles, and the other gear. The variable layers that the backpack enables create ultimate comfort for winter jogging. My research continues as I am waiting for a few solid inches of snow and some slippery ice. But I am certain that if you enjoy jogging in the summer, you will love jogging in the winter. Stay safe.